From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other sort of information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian president says capital city relocation means mindset cultural change. Vice President Maruf Amin leads meeting on reconstruction in Palu, Lombok. Those are the headlines. Now, the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pane. Indonesian President Joko Widodo believes the relocation of the capital also translates to a change in mindset and work culture. Jokowi highlighted on Thursday the need for the planned new capital city to be based on a structured concept, thereby mirroring a new Indonesia and new civilization. He said that the new capital city must have a strong attraction. It will really be a new Indonesia and new civilization. The future capital city must have a cluster system for every service to support the creation of a quality city with world-class standard. He also spoke of his intention to build a quality university to be ranked among the world's top 50. He expressed optimism that Indonesia would become a major country and be regarded as one of the world's top 5 economies. Currently, 755 people are participating in the contest for a new capital city design. Vice President Maruf Amin led a meeting at the Vice Presidential Office in Jakarta on Thursday to deliberate on the rehabilitation and reconstruction efforts after the disasters ravaged Central Sulawesi and West Nusa Tenggara. The meeting, which began at 2 p.m. local time, attended by several ministers, including Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Muhajir Effendi, Minister of Agrarian Affairs and Spatial Planning, Sofyan Jalil, and Minister of Public Works and Public Housing, Basuki Hadimulyono. The efforts to handle rehabilitation and reconstruction following the disaster, especially in Palu and Lombok, became one of the relay tasks carried over from former Vice President Yusuf Kalla to Vice President Amin Maruf. President Joko Widodo, during his visit to Palu in October 29, highlighted the need to soon complete the construction of permanent housing for victims of the earthquake, liquefaction, and tsunami in Central Sulawesi. The Indonesian government is targeting more partnership with its South Korean counterpart to develop electric vehicles, an official of the Coordinating Ministry for Maritime and Investment stated on Thursday. According to the Ministry's Infrastructure Deputy, Ridwan Jamaluddin, the partnership will not solely be for the development of electric vehicles, but also for biofuel innovation. Jamaluddin expounded on the sidelines of the 2019 Dusan Tech Exhibition at the Assessment and Application of Technology Agency Building in Jakarta that the Seoul-based conglomerate Dusan Group will eye partnership with some state-owned companies. It was the outcome of Maritime and Investment Coordinating Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan's recent visit to South Korea in September this year. Meanwhile, for Indonesia's government, the meeting was an opportunity to invite the Dusan Group to establish more plants in the country.
The development of the Kuala Tanjung Port Phase 2 industrial estate is targeted to be completed by mid-2020 plus cooperation with the Netherlands and China. That was said by PT Pelindo 1 Director of Transformation and Business Development, Ishanuddin Usman, after the signing of the head of agreement between Pelindo 1, Port of Rotterdam Authority, and Jichang Provincial Seaport Investment and Operation Group in Jakarta on Thursday. Ishanuddin explained that his party would also form a joint venture to manage the industrial area in the port of Kuala Tanjung with the port of Rotterdam and Zhejiang. With the cooperation with the world port operator, Pelindo 1 hopes to attract direct shipping to China and Europe. Ishanuddin said after the Kuala Tanjung port project was completed until phase 4, 90,000 jobs would be opened with an economic value of around $30 billion. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Vietnam Embassy in Indonesia on Thursday in Jakarta held a business matching forum between Vietnamese and Indonesian entrepreneurs. This activity was attended by 30 Vietnamese business communities and more than 80 Indonesian business people. The participants who attended were from various business sectors ranging from food, food processing, household appliances to industry. In his remark, Vietnam's ambassador to Indonesia, Pham Vinh Quang, said that Indonesia and Vietnam had a long history and good cooperative relations. The business matching forum is expected to increase economic cooperation between the two countries in an effort to increase the value of Indonesia-Vietnam cooperation to $10 billion in 2020.
I also feel that the business matching not only strengthens the good cooperation between Vietnam and Indonesia, but also brings about the real opportunities for the business community of the two countries in seeking new partners, expanding the market and trade with each other, thus boosting bilateral relations between Vietnam and Indonesia.
In the business matching forum, entrepreneurs from the two countries exchanged information about the advantages and potential of each country's products. According to Ambassador Pham Vinh Quang, this meeting was an important milestone that provided many benefits for Vietnamese businesses to help domestic businesses and find export opportunities to Indonesia. Welcoming the International Tolerance Day, which is celebrated every November 16, Indonesia and Oman share the meaning of tolerance through a series of art exhibits titled The Islamic Message of Oman, which was held at the National Library of Indonesia in Jakarta on November 14 to 18. Special envoy of the President of the Republic of Indonesia to the Middle East and the OIC, Alwi Shihab, on the sidelines of the opening of the exhibition on Thursday, said Oman had been carrying out the idealism of tolerance for different socialists, especially in terms of religious affiliation. It was said Oman has built houses of worship in addition to mosques in his country. This is something that should be emulated by other Islamic countries. Abi Shihab said, respecting differences and adopting a kind of tolerance approach is urgently needed in Indonesia now because of the existence of harsh thoughts and ideologies that are as if other religions need not be ignored. Indonesian athletics athlete Karisma Evi Tiarani broke the world record number 100 meter for the T63 class in the World Para Athletics Championships 2019 held in Dubai, United Arab Emirates on Thursday. Quoted from the official Instagram account of the Ministry of Youth and Sports, Karisma managed to record a time of 14.72 seconds. The success of Karisma was Indonesia's first gold medal in the event, which was held from 7 to 15 of November. In addition to breaking the world record, Karisma is entitled to get a ticket to the Tokyo 2020 Paralympic. Karisma's time record for exceeds the Italian athlete Monica Graziana Cotrafato, who came in second with a record time of 15.56 seconds. And third place was occupied by Gitte Hainan from Belgium with a record 15.60 seconds. Well, listener, that's the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is The Presence of International Institutions Required in Gaza. Well, listener, finally, after a series of fierce battles since Tuesday, 12 November, and killing 34 Palestinians, the Islamic Jihad militant group announced a ceasefire agreed with Israel. Spokesman of Islamic Jihad militant, Musbat Al-Berin, said that the ceasefire came into effect on Tuesday, November 14th, at 5:30 local time. Unfortunately, there has been no confirmation from Israel at the ceasefire. Fierce fighting between Israel and Islamic Jihad broke out on Tuesday 12 morning after an Israeli airstrike killed a senior Islamic Jihad militant commander, Abu El-Atta, who was thought to be responsible for a series of rocket attacks and planning large-scale attacks. If Islamic Jihad considered that a ceasefire agreement had been reached, the Israeli side did not comment at all. The Islamic Jihad group submitted a list of demands, including that Israel stopped the targeted attacks on Islamic Jihad militant leaders and opened the blockade on Gaza that has been in place for the past 12 years. The Gaza militant ceasefire agreement with Israel, mediated by Egypt, almost never ends smoothly. A truce is rarely recognized by Israel. Even last year, exactly 15 November 2018, Israeli Minister of Defense Avigdor Lieberman announced his resignation from the right-wing coalition government led by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Avigdor protested the ceasefire in Gaza at the time. He instead asked Israel to be more aggressive in Gaza. Learning from the previous condition, it is appropriate for the international community to be pessimistic about the ceasefire reached in Gaza today. The presence of international institutions, especially the UN peacekeeping force, is jointly needed to ensure the peace realization between Palestine and Israel in Gaza. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. The first information is about Linggarjati Agreement on November 15, 1946. Linggarjati Agreement was an agreement carried out between Indonesia and the Netherlands in Linggarjati, West Java. The meeting produced an agreement about the status of Indonesian independence. The agreement was signed at the Merdeka State Palace on November 15, 1946, and it was officially signed by both countries on March 25, 1947. In this agreement, Indonesia was represented by Sultan Syahrir, while the Netherlands was represented by a team called General Commission led by Wim Schermerhorn. Its members consisted of Van Mook and Lord Killearn from England, who acted as mediators in this agreement. The meeting resulted in 17 chapter agreement, namely the Netherlands recognized Java, Sumatra, and Madura as the territories of Indonesia. The Netherlands had to leave Indonesia at least on January 1, 1949. And lastly, the Netherlands and Indonesia agreed to establish the United States of Indonesia, and the United States of Indonesia had to join the Indonesian and Dutch Commonwealth chaired by the Netherlands. The second information is about biography of Indonesian badminton player Ii Sumirat. He was born on November 15, 1950. Ii Sumirat was a member of the Indonesian Magnificent Seven, or the seven top badminton players in 1970s, along with Rudy Hartono, Lim Swee King, Chun Chun, Johan Wahyudi, Christian Hadinata, and Adi Chandra. Ii Sumirat is known as humorous and eccentric player both inside and outside the field, even during the match. There was once when he suddenly performed a Sundanese dance before his rival, Sven Pri, a Danish player in the 1979 Thomas Cup. Ie Sumirat won gold medals twice in Asian Games 1966 and 1970, as well as became the world champion in Bangkok, Thailand in 1976. The last information is about the International Chronic Obstructive Pulmonary Disease Day, or COPD. The International Chronic Obstructive Pulmonary Disease Day, or COPD, is commemorated in November the 15th. COPD is a term referring to long-term pulmonary disease. The disease blocks the airflow from lungs so that the person suffered from this disease cannot breathe normally. The International COPD Day was initially an annual event founded by the Global Initiative for Chronic Obstructive Lungs Disease, which is commemorated every Wednesday on the second or third week in November. Since 2002, the International COPD Day has been commemorated on November the 15th. In this commemoration, hundreds of events are held to raise people's awareness of this disease. That was Today in History.
Lama telah bersama menikmati indah dunia mengukir cerita cinta. Namun keadaan berbeda memaksa kita untuk berpisah. Merelakan kau dan aku tak lagi satu. Biarkan cinta ini ku coba untuk bertahan, tak kuasa ku melupakan kisah kita. Ku bernostalgia. Kenyataan yang ada tak cukup sembuh menghapuskan cinta. Meski kita berbeda, namun rasa ini kan terus ada. Biarlah kita menghadap, pasti kita tuh berpisah. Merelakan kau dan aku tak lagi satu. Kenyataan yang ada tak cukup sembuh menghapuskan cinta. Meski kita berbeda, namun rasa ini kan terus ada. Biarlah kita menghadap, pastikan kita seirama mengenang kisah kita.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is My Indonesia. The title of My Indonesia for today's edition is Indonesia and China Sign Business Contact Worth $61.4 million. A number of entrepreneurs from Indonesia and China successfully signed business contract agreements worth $61.4 million. The signing was carried out at the Indonesia-China Business Forum, or ICBF, which was held on the sidelines of the second China International Import Exhibition, or CIIE, on November 5th to 10th, 2019, in Shanghai. The Indonesian Consul General for Shanghai, Denny Kurnia, in Hangzhou, on Wednesday said that the matter raised at the forum was the hopes of entrepreneurs about increasing cooperation between the two countries to support the strengthening of Indonesian products in China. He said there were around 150 entrepreneurs from China who attended the forum. Before the signing of the text of the business contract agreement, entrepreneurs from China had received an adequate explanation of trade and investment in Indonesia. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan as chairman of the Indonesian delegation at the Hong Kiao International Economic Forum, or HEIF, boosting the World Trade Organization, or WTO, to improve the trade system to encourage economic growth, provide value protection and multilateral trade systems in order international trade remain stable. He also stated his commitment to encourage foreign direct investment in Indonesia with international standards and support leading manufacturing investment to reduce Indonesia's trade deficit with China. Meanwhile, Director General of National Export Development, Dodi Edward, said that the target of transaction at International Import Exhibition in China came from the signing of Memorandum of Understanding for recycled plastic seed products, Swift's NES, oleochemical and coal. Dodi also said that Indonesian coal export opportunity to Chinese market also continue to increase regarding there still many resources potential can be managed. He explained that Indonesia is the country with abundant natural resources and has an important role in the global mining industry. Indonesia is one of the biggest coal producers in the world. Meanwhile, China is the main destination for Indonesia's coal export. Indonesia's coal exports to China have continued to increase over the past 2 years and have the potential to grow. In 2018, coal export to China reached $6 billion with a share of 25% of Indonesia's total export to the world. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia.
Padamu, pemilik hati yang tak pernah ku miliki, yang hadir sebagai bagian dari kisah hidupku. Engkau aku cinta dengan segenap rasa di hati, selalu ku mencoba menjadi seperti yang engkau minta. Aku tahu engkau sebenarnya tahu, tapi kau memilih seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Mungkin memang benar cinta itu tak lagi berharga. Semua percuma bila engkau tak punya harta. Aku tahu seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Cinta sendiri. Oh, ku tahu engkau sebenarnya tahu, tapi kau cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Cinta sendiri.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, nice to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder. Today, I introduce you to Prambon Hill in Bangka Belitung Province. Traveling to Belitung, there is a tourism destination of Bukit Pramun or Pramun Hill. The tourism object has uniqueness of various plantations. It is recorded that there are 147 plantations in the area. Besides having various plantations, Bukit Pramun becomes one of the most modern villages in Indonesia. The village applies key or code system in introducing kinds of and beneficial of the plantations in Bukit Pramun and virtual guide in bilingual languages, Indonesian and English. Moreover, because of the innovation, Bukit Pramun has succeeded to obtain award as the winner of Green Gold category of environmental conservation recently at the event of Indonesian Sustainable Tourism Award, or ISTA, in 2019. At the event of Indonesian Sustainable Tourism Award, or ISTA, in 2019, Listener, Bukit Pramun has been opened for public since 2017, organized by Air Selumar Community at Sijuk Subdistrict. It is called as Bukit Pramun because there are local plantations produced by the people to be traditional medicines. The village is located at the 129 meter over sea level. Exactly, it is located at Air Selumar Village, Sijuk Subdistrict, Belitung Regency. It is about 20 kilometers, or it takes 30 minutes from Belitung City, both by using motorcycle and four-wheeled vehicle. After arriving at the natural tourism destination of Bukit Pramun, you will be served by a conserved forest view and big granite stones at the area. Listener, to enjoy the natural beauty of Bukit Pramun, you can walk to achieve the peak of the hill. From the gate to the peak, which is about 515 meters, it takes about 20 minutes. To walk to the peak, you will pass the protected forest and uphill area, and your journey will exactly not boring because it is served with high granite rock installation and various educations about the names of Indonesian endemic trees. On the way to the peak of Bukit Pramun, there are public facilities that you can find, such as restrooms, rest areas, and trash cans which have been provided. Besides seeing the diversity of plants, you will also have the opportunity to see tarsiers, rare primates animals in Belitung. Tarsiers are also often called as the smallest monkey species in the world. In this area, there are only 60 tarsier populations. There are also various Instagrammable photo spot locations, including hobbit houses, love bridge, twin stones, and flying cars. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. Tomorrow, we will meet again with other interesting topics. Goodbye for now.
Bersamamu berbagi.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for your listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, Voice of Indonesia, it's nice to meet you again in Miss Eleni. Today we will inform you about high school student in Malang, grade schizophrenia detector application. Stay tuned with us at www.foinews.id. Schizophrenia is a mental disorder experienced by many people, but it is often ignored. The main factor is caused with ignorance of unconsciousness of someone suffering from schizophrenia from this background. Student from MAN or equivalent to high school, number 2 Malang, create an application that can identify directly the possibility of schizophrenia. The application made by Rizka Fajriana Putri Rahmadani, Rahman Nurdiana, and Faktor Rahman uses a calculation box with the aim to making early detection of schizophrenia. Schizophrenia is caused by disturbance in the brain when the person is in the womb. Rizka said that early detection is very rarely done, because so far, the detection of schizophrenic is carried out by interviewing authorized health worker. But such a detection system will take time and also require more funds. This application is an alternative to checking schizophrenia using a fingerprint. Rizka explained that all begins with brain disorder that occur when the person is in the womb. Brain development during pregnancy coincides with the formation of fingerprint patterns. It is assumed that when there is an imperfect brain development due to various reasons, it will affect fingerprints. Thus, it can be differentiated from the fingerprint as a normal person and the fingerprints of someone suffering from schizophrenic. The application called Mouse Ape was published in 2019 Young Inventor International Exhibition event held at ISBSD in Banten. In designing this application, Rizka and the team took a sample of 1,000 people randomly. They worked closely with Malang Regional Hospital to identify fingerprints and their link to schizophrenia. From the sample result, it was found that fingerprints between schizophrenic and non-schizophrenics are completely different. It's proven that the difference is very significant, reaching 5%. Rizka explained, the difference that occurred is that with sufferers of schizophrenia, the result of fingerprints are not complete or straight, but there is a thickness separating the segments of the fingerprint patterns. They hope that mouse application can be developed for the benefit of the community in detecting schizophrenia. That was Miss Eleni for today about high school student in Malang grade schizophrenia detector application. I'm Dila. See you next time.
Hari berganti, malam pun sepi sendirian. Lama tak sapa, lama tak jumpa, kesepian. Namun ku selalu menantimu. Jam dinding berputar, kakiku bergetar. Ku mencoba mencari dirimu. Kali-kali kau menghindariku, mengapa menyampaikan semua panggilan dari jeritan rinduku. Kau terus menggelangku, namun kau tahu harusnya kau denganku.
Hari yang lalu selalu bertemu bermesraan, ternyata semu kau tak di situ sendirian. Kini kau mencoba mengetukku, terdengar darimu ku baca pesanmu, ku mencoba abaikan dirimu. Berkali-kali kau memungkiriku, mengabaikan semua cerita kita, tapi tetap rindu kau terus di benakku. Karena ku tahu harusnya kau denganku. Semua panggilan dari jeritan rinduku, kau terus mengelakku,
namun kau tahu,
namun ku tahu
harusnya kau dengan
kau
mencoba mencari dirimu.
Mengabaikan
berkali-kali
cerita kita, tapi tetap rindu kau.
Kau terus
di benakku, karena ku tahu harusnya kau denganku. Hari berganti, malam pun sepi, sendirian.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to play original song from West Nusa Tenggara, entitled Tutu Koda. The song tells about life experience of village boy outside his village. The song is one of popular regional songs in East Nusa Tenggara. Therefore, the local people of East Nusa Tenggara recognize that the song Tutu Koda is their regional song. There are no clear notes who created this song and when the song begins to be popular in West Nusa Tenggara. This short song is packaged in modern genre and easy listening. The song is also usually used to accompany traditional dance Tutu Koda from West Nusa Tenggara. Here is Elva Sesoria with the song Tutu Koda.
Sare mata nan rai lela pada di ba'a
Voice of Indonesia.
Bayangmu dalam dimensiku, ku dekap dirimu. Terbuai, ku terbuai dalam ayat cinta yang ku damba selalu.
Ringankan rindu, tuliskan saja. Stars and clouds, yes, it's always been you. Every time your body bends, the universe yields to other beings breathing. My heart shields you, are the bearer of light. I'm a care for life, a baggage, a carry heavy, your life cabin check-in. Your little gestures turn me loose. You right here next to me, enjoy my tune now. Check in.
Of Indonesia.
Now we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.